podcast where I shoot the shoot. It's definitely an episode.
It's balls.
It's balls. Now you can hear the new sound effect that I just put on my soundboard.
You look disappointed.
I look disappointed? I think that's just my face.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 228, dude. We're back, dude. I'm fucking back. We're so back. It's crazy. We're so back. Call me a fucking chiropractor because we're back. Dude, I'm fucking back. Took a couple weeks off from work. Took a bit off. Went on a little honeymoon. Okay. Sorry. I was literally in my honeymoon era. Okay. It's giving honeymoon. You know? That's what I said every day, and Jenna hated it. No, I didn't say it. But we went on our honeymoon because we didn't really have a honeymoon just for ourselves after the Italy, after our first wedding in Italy last year. We had it really hard. We didn't really get to have a honeymoon after our destination wedding in Italy. It's tough, man. Because right after we got married over there, it was like, we went to the Amalfi Coast, but it wasn't just us. It was like, you know, Jacob, Dean, you know, Danny, like the squad was there too. So it was like, it wasn't like, you couldn't be as romantic as you wanted it to be, you know? So once we had the second wedding, that's when we got a chance to do the real honeymoon, just me and her. And it was great, man. It was super fucking sick. We went to Florence, Italy again, because we love Italy. We love it so much. That's where we got married last year. It was just outside of Florence, so we went there. Dude, I said it last time. I'll say it again. Food over there is bullshit. In, like, the best way possible, dude. I know it's different because, you know, when you're vacationing somewhere versus living somewhere, it's very different. But, like, dude. Honestly, if someone, I don't think depression exists there. You know what I mean? I don't think you can have like a mental illness over there. I think it's impossible. And correct me if I'm wrong, any Italians, if you're real, leave a comment and let me know if that is real or not. But every time I was there, the fucking sun was shining, dude. I was getting like 15,000 steps a day. I was having like pizza, pasta, gelato, just like the fucking best shit ever. Like a bottle of wine every day. And I felt great. If I ate like that here, dude, I'd be fucking, I'd be literally a fucking Call of Duty zombie. I'd be like, yeah! It'd be a terrible fucking thing. It would suck. But over there, dude, you could do whatever you want, dude. You could have a chocolate cake for breakfast. A huge steak for lunch, and then you munch on a bone for dinner if you wanted to, and you'd be like, this is great, this is all I needed, you know. It was the best, dude. Florence was amazing. We had a great time. Had like one of the best pizzas of my life, dude. And then after, this is a little honeymoon recap, by the way, BT Dubs, okay? I got to do a little personal life update, and then we'll get into the fucking shit, all right? If you don't care about me, then you can skip to my friggin', you can skip, all right? So after Florence, we took a pretty, this was cool. This was really cool. We actually took a train from Florence to Paris, and it wasn't just any normal train, okay? It was a fancy train, okay? It was the Venice Simplon Orient Express, and it was fucking cool, man. It was, you know, it was definitely a splurge, but you know, you only have one honeymoon. You only have one honeymoon, right? You have two weddings, but you have one honeymoon. That's what everyone does, I think. But you get two weddings, one honeymoon, all right? That's it. It's like the video, two girls, one cup, but a lot nicer. Two weddings, one honeymoon. So it's like this fancy ass train. They repurpose cars from the 20s, dude. They're old as fuck. And the train is slow as shit. Like, it's compared to the Eurostar, the bullet trains, dude. This was a knife train. If bullet trains are fast and technologically advanced, this was a sword train, I think. So we got on there. There's a dress code and shit, dude. Yeah, I had to wear a suit. I had to wear a suit on the train for dinner. It was crazy, dude. And if you're asking, did you wear the suit any other time during the vacation? No, I didn't. Oh, so you had to, did you rent a suit for it? No, I brought one from home. Oh, so you had to just carry around a suit bag with you the entire tour? Yeah, it sucked. Yeah, it took up most of my luggage, but it's all good. And it was great, though. The train was beautiful. The scenery was amazing. I had a good sleep on there. It was very cozy. We woke up, and then we got to Paris. We took a train from there to London. We stayed in London for a couple days, did some shopping. We went to Selfridges, which is a big department store. And then the day after, Harry Styles was there. Ah, I missed him. And that hurt. That was me, dude. He was right where we were a day after. I was bummed. But then after London, we went to Amsterdam. And it was our first time there. It was our first time in Amsterdam. And the only real thing I have knowledge about Amsterdam is weed and sex workers. Ladies of the night. As no one says anymore. We didn't do either of those things. We didn't smoke. Actually, the first day I got there, I woke up early. It was a sunny day. It was beautiful. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go get us some coffees. So I look up at my phone. There's a cafe that pops up. It's like 5-minute walk. So I'm like, fucking let's go. And the thing on Maps has a coffee cup on it. So I'm like, well, this is absolutely a cafe. So I walk in, and dude, also the picture of it had when you look on something on Maps, it has pictures from reviews and shit. It had coffees on it. So I was like, fuck yeah, these look great. So I'm walking there. And I see it in the distance. Right. And I'm starting to smell some weed, and I'm like, it's Amsterdam, right? Everyone's fucking high all the time. So, the smell is getting stronger as I get closer to this coffee place. And then I walk in to this coffee place, and I shit you not, nobody is drinking coffee. There is no coffee machine anywhere. There is a chalk menu on the wall, though, and it's saying all the different strains of weed that they have and, the percentage of shit and, how much THC or whatever is in stuff. And then I quickly realized I was not in a cafe. I was in a weed cafe where it's just weed. And everyone was staring at me because they're high and paranoid. So when someone walks in, clearly not high, looking around at everything confused, they're like, oh, get out of here. You're not one of us. So I walked in, I figured out what it was, and then the lady behind the counter is like, hello. And then I left. I left. I didn't want to deal with that. I didn't want to be like, oh no, so sorry. I thought this was a cafe. I just want coffee. I'm like, yeah, we have a coffee flavored nug up there actually, dude. It does not wake you up though. It does the opposite. And then the fucking other one I did, I looked up another coffee shop. I went there. And I walked by, and they had a mascot. Guess what the mascot was? A nugget of weed. That was the mascot, dude. A nugget of weed. And in the fucking coffee shop, in the cafe, there was a neon sign that said highest in the room. So I said, great, that's another weed one. So I had to walk 10 minutes to another coffee shop, but it was good. So Amsterdam, thumbs up. Really cool. Lots of bikes. Cool river, you know. I like Amsterdam. It was fun. Weather was dog shit, but it was good. But yeah, man. Our honeymoon was a lot of fun. One thing I've noticed, I do want to talk about one story. It's not really related to the honeymoon. We had the best time ever. It was great. I love traveling with Jenna. It's the most fun thing ever, and I'm happy to be home. Glad it's over. You know, I mean, that's not what I'm saying. I'm happy to be home. I'm not glad that it's over. I'm glad that we did it, is what I'm saying. Jesus fucking Christ, man. I'm tired. I woke up at 6 a.m. today. The jet lag, that's the other thing, man. The jet lag fucked me up. But no, it was like one of those conflicting things where it's like, you know, by the end of it, it's like, God, I feel weird that like, I'm like, I want to leave, you know, but it's like, we're missing our dog, you know, we're missing our house, we're missing our bed, you know, it happens when you're traveling, you know, grass is always greener. But one thing I've noticed, dude, especially when I'm traveling, but, my whole life, I don't think I've never get compliments from like other boys, you know, it just never happened. Like, I mean, like boys don't really do that, you know, to begin with, right? Like if you walk by like a stranger, because I would never do it. If I walk by a stranger and I liked his shirt, I wouldn't be like, yo, nice shirt, dude. But I would have to really like, I would have to fucking really like the shirt to say that, you know? I don't usually do that. I feel like boys don't do that. I feel like girls do that for sure all the time, right? Like Jenna does that all the time. If like we're, she sees someone like with a cool dress, she'll be like, cool dress. And I'm like, I could never do that. I could never compliment a stranger. Are you kidding me? What if they kill me, you know? So I will say though, ever since I got this mullet, dude, I get so many compliments from men. I get fucking catcalled, dude. I get legitimately catcalled from men. Happened in Amsterdam, happened in London, happened in every fucking city we were in, dude. The one in Amsterdam, guy was riding by on a bike when I was taking a picture of the river, and he was like, mullet looks fucking amazing, man. And he was like looking at behind his back while he was riding away on his bike. Dangerous. Happened in London. A dude at a fucking store said it. In Florence, a dude who was walking by said it. I get fucking catcalled, man. And every time I'm like, dude, thank you. Yes, thank you. So, you know, I don't even know what the big deal is with catcalling, man. Why does everyone say it's bad? Made me feel really good. Okay? Listen up, women. Okay? I have a different experience. So that's what is true for everyone. No, I think it's different because there's no it's a lot different. You know, obviously it's a lot different than some guy being like, yo, dude, I love your mullet to me than a guy like honking at a woman walking by being like, I want to have sex with you. Those are two opposite ends of the spectrum. I get it. I'm just making a joke, but I'm trying to think of like a funny way to, because I think it'd be funny if I do respond the way that, you know, the usual, like the regular way, like the regular response to catcalling, that's how I should respond. You know, if some dude was like, yo, dude, I love your mullet. I should be like, yo, what the fuck, man? Back up. You're being fucking creepy, man. You're weirding me out, dude. I should do that. I should be super hostile towards them. Or complete the opposite way, you know? If they're like, yo, I love your mullet. It's like, yeah, you want to pull on it, dude? What my mouth do, huh? What do our mouths do? Just being super sexual towards them. This is what you wanted, right? You like my mullet? You wanted the fuck? This episode of Very Really Good is sponsored by Opera. I don't know about you guys, but I'm on the computer all the time. I've been surfing the web for like 20 years now. And if you use the internet as much as me, you need a browser that can keep up. And that's why I use Opera One, the latest version of Opera desktop browser. Opera One features a completely redesigned look and brand new functionalities. And look, I know it's easy to just stick with your default web browser, but if you do that, you're missing out on some incredible features that you can only get with Opera One. For example, a free VPN and ad blocker built right into the browser, so you can browse safely and securely while avoiding annoying ads. And that's all completely free in the Opera browser. You can use the Opera player to play your favorite songs and podcasts like this one from a number of popular streaming services directly from your browser just with a few clicks. Opera also makes it incredibly easy to stay connected with the people in your life with their fully integrated messaging apps like Messenger, WhatsApp, Telegram, and more. But I think the coolest feature of Opera One is their integrated browser AI, Aria. It's like having a genius friend that helps you out with whatever you need. For example, I always struggle with coming up with good titles for my videos. So I'll just ask Aria to give me like, you know, five, you know, sample titles to use for a video. And they're usually really good jumping off points. You know, it gets me thinking in ways that I wouldn't be able to do on my own, you know? But that's just one tiny example of the millions of things that you can do with Aria. And if you're thinking, Opera seems like the perfect browser, but I don't want to worry about switching all my stuff from my old browser to a new browser, well, listen up. Because with a few simple clicks, you can transfer everything from your old browser directly to Opera One. It's so simple. So if you want to improve your internet browsing experience in every possible way, just click the link in the description and download Opera One today for free. All right, thank you so much to Opera for sponsoring this episode. Back to me. But yeah, dude, honeymoon was amazing. It was perfect. You know, happy to be home. Happy to be back with the dog, back to regular life, you know, no more walking 15,000 steps. I'm back here sitting on my ass, dude, the way God intended it. Right. I've been blabbing for fucking 16 minutes already. Oh, gee willikers. Also, yeah. Okay. Never mind. I was going to say, so many fucking foreign exchange students in Florence, people like traveling, like studying abroad from like, dude, since when is that a real thing? Studying abroad, I always thought it was just like a make-believe thing. People were like, oh yeah, I studied abroad in Germany for, no, you fucking, you're lying. How do you do that? How do you study? If you're majoring in like gender studies, maybe you study abroad. Or no, if you're studying like women, if you're majoring in like, you can't major in women. I was seriously thinking that is a major you could get at a university. I guess if you're studying to become a guy, well, that's not, all right, never mind. I tried. I was going to say, if you're studying to become a gynecologist, then you'd be studying abroad. But like, you know, some dudes got that stuff, you know? So who fucking knows, man? I tried to make the joke and it kind of worked. Okay, but yeah, everyone I got recognized. Every time I got recognized in Florence, it was like maybe it happened what maybe like 20 times. Who knows? Out of those, it was maybe two Italian people. The rest of them were like from fucking Virginia. They're like, yeah, I'm here studying math. You're like, what? How? Also, why math here? It's the same. Study math at home. Yeah, what would be Italian math? It'd be like, it'd be everything but with like, it'd all be about pizza or something, you know? the Pythagorean theorem, like the pizza pie. Also, dude, another thing, this may be this is a very Canadian experience, but, and like coffee around the world is amazing. Tim Hortons coffee is fucking dog shit. But every time I'm like, I could be anywhere in the world, even when I was in Australia, Italy, fucking Amsterdam, in my head, I'm like, what I would fucking give for a double-double from Tim Hortons right now, dude. I miss it so much. And I come home and I have it. I'm like, here it is. Still tastes awful. And I love it. Okay, let's get in some... That's like half the fucking episode already, dude. Sorry. I could talk about my fucking honeymoon this whole time, but... I gotta get those fucking clicks, bruh. I gotta get the clicks, bruh. I need some fucking title shit. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about, man. Also, I have like fucking 6 topics here. I don't think we're gonna get to all of them. So if you want to hear the rest of the stuff we don't get to, check out the fucking Patreon, man. Patreon.com/verireallygood. Get in on it, you know. Check it out. Support the pod if you want. It's pretty cool over there. It's super chill, you know, more laid back, right? It's a good time. So, yeah, no pressure, but, you know, do what you want. Okay. I'm trying to think what we should talk about first. Okay, let's talk about Jimmy Carr, all right? So, Jimmy Carr is he's a comedian. And, oh wait, fuck. I'm rusty, dude. I haven't done a podcast in fucking weeks. Okay. So, Jimmy Carr is he's a comedian. You know, he's one of those comics who's like, oh, there's no, he's British. So he's like, I can say whenever I want. I'm joking. It's only a joke. I can say whenever I want. Your mum, she's a bitch. And everyone in the audience is like, you can say that? And he's like, yeah, sorry, libs. I feel like there was like a good 2 years where Jimmy Carr was like actually kind of funny. But again, he's like fallen into that pipeline of like older comedians being like, you can't fucking say anything anymore, man. Or they'll fucking cancel you. I'm canceled, man. Dave Chappelle is canceled, too. I know he just did 7 fucking sold-out shows at Madison Square Garden, but he's canceled, man. He can't fucking do anything. It's annoying. It's fucking played out. It's lazy. It's hack. It's stupid. But Jimmy Carr, I guess he's got like a Netflix shit coming out, or it's already out, but he tweeted... a video, and he captioned it, I put my American audience to the test with a selection of my darkest jokes. And let's just listen to these dark jokes.
You here this evening. I'll tell you why it's great to be here. We're drinking, my friends, in the Last Chance Saloon. What I'm saying on stage tonight is barely acceptable now. In 10 years' time, fucking forget about it.
Okay, so remember that. What did he say? What I'm saying on stage tonight is barely acceptable now.
Fucking forget about it.
Remember that.
You're going to be able to tell your grandchildren about seeing this show. Yeah. You will say, I saw a man, and he stood on stage, and he made light of serious situations. We used to call them jokes. And people would laugh. And your grandchildren will ask, they'll say, non-binary elder. Non-binary elder. what's a joke? And you'll say, you are.
Okay, dude. It's so like, it is so like racist uncle core, you know? Like your fucking idiot uncle at Christmas will bring this video up. He's like, did you hear? Hear what Jimmy Carr said? I like him. His last name is Carr. I have one of those. That's how I got here. Dude, an applause break, you know?
I say you could joke about anything, but not with anyone. I think with you good people this evening, I should be fine, right?
Oh, let's go, Jimmy.
Well, let's see, shall we? We'll put that to the test.
Okay, so here he comes. His darkest jokes. You ready?
Having sex is like riding a bike. My uncle taught me when I was a kid.
All right.
People say the best things in life are free, but those people have clearly never had sex.
Okay, dude, yeah, like these are... It's also like you could just post these on like above a million and it would get so much fucking love on Facebook, dude. If these words over top a picture of a minion, dude, you're going viral, bro.
I like it when the girl puts the condom on for you. But I was asked to leave the pharmacy.
Dude, I also hate his reactions after his jokes, too, being like, oh, did I just say that? Oh, God. Cops, take me to jail, throw away the key. I'm fucking crazy. I say whatever.
My girlfriend doesn't think that her sister is trustworthy, but believe me, that girl can keep a secret.
Dude, he's so dark and twisted, man. He's like the fucking Joker, bro. He's literally like the Joker. I can't believe it.
Is anyone here in a controlling relationship? Raise your partner's hand. I want One Direction to do a BTS covers medley at my funeral, because that way, I'll be glad I'm dead. Now, you might think this is silly, but I...
Yo. Why? Okay, hold on.
This is silly, but I assure you, it's absolutely true. When Zayn left One Direction, for me, it was like 9/11. Yeah, I didn't care about that either.
Okay. What? When did this come out? Why is he making... I mean, BTS is like relatively new, right? Why is... What the fuck? Are you guys ready for my most fucked up jokes? You guys are going to kill yourselves when you hear this shit. I didn't care when Zayn left 1D. I say what the... I say whatever the fuck I want, man.
Well, there's a real generational divide there. I could see some people are looking at me like 9/11.
Also, why was the fucking... Did you guys hear that laugh? That was like the beginning of the Feel Good Inc. by Gorillaz. Listen.
Well, there's a real generational divide there. I could see... Some people are looking at me like 9/11, steady on. And other people are looking at me like One Direction, don't take their name in vain. I was actually supposed to be on one of the planes on 9/11. But the more interesting story is how I met Osama.
Dude, it's just so annoying when, like, comedians like that, they'll have, like, an edgy joke, right? And then they'll say it, and it's not funny, because I think there is a way to write a joke about anything. I think there is a way to do it. You just have to be smart and funny, you know? Which is, like, why comedy is so difficult, right? My fucking camera stopped recording. But it's just so annoying when these comedians will be like, yeah, they'll make, like, an edgy joke being like, so fucking, you ever just shit on a dog or something, and then no one laughs, and they're like, oh god, okay, you fucking snowflakes, you guys don't laugh at anything, I'm gonna keep going anyway. And it's like, no, it's not laughing because they're fucking, like, offended or anything. It's, they're not laughing because it's not funny, you know? It's like, because there's people, like, fucking, like, Anthony Jeselnik is probably the best example of someone who makes, like edgy jokes, you know, pretty out there, pretty offensive jokes and stuff. But it's like, he's like a really good writer, and he can, like, write a joke, you know? So it's like, and he's not going up there being like, he can't fucking say anything anymore, because it's fucking stupid, man. It's not true. You can fucking say whatever you want. You just got to be funny, you know? And, like, you know, to an extent, obviously, I can't go up there and say the N-word, you know? That's that'd be pretty fucking insane. But you know what I mean, right? I just don't get it, man. Okay, the next thing. Okay, should we change? Let's change the subject. I'm done talking about Jimmy. Jimmy. Okay, what are we at? 32? God damn, dude. Okay. All right, we've got a little, okay, this story's a little old, okay, but I was on my honeymoon, okay, and I couldn't talk about it, okay, so I'm going to talk about it now. Dude, this is such a gross story, but I had to talk about it. This is, like, perfect VRG content, okay? So the headline here is, Delta flight forced into emergency landing by passenger's diarrhea. And then in quotations, this is a biohazard. Okay. And it says, it was a crappy situation. A Delta flight from Atlanta to Barcelona was forced to turn around and make an emergency landing after a passenger had diarrhea all the way through the plane. Yo. Ew, dude. The Airbus A350 aircraft was 2 hours into a transatlantic flight from Georgia to Spain on Friday when the pilot asked to come back because of the fecal fiasco. This is a biohazard issue, the pilot said to air traffic control. Yo, that's crazy. To shit so much that you turn a plane around? That's crazy. Damn. If only they knew that on 9/11, you know? They could have turned that fucking thing around, just crap a bunch, right? Yeah, to shit so... And it's like... I'm trying to... Because I've seen pictures and videos of it. I'm not going to show it on here. Are there pictures? I'm going to look. Sabrina, I'm really sorry if you see it. But you have to, like, blur it out or something. But... Ew! Okay, yeah. Maybe you could blur that out, Sabrina. I'm sorry. Sorry if you had to see it. Dude, it's like in the... I'll explain it for people. It's like in the aisle. It's like brown stuff. Just up and down the whole aisle, dude. Ew. Ew, dude. Yo. Yeah, to crap so much. That the plane is like, nah, we gotta land this shit right now, dude. There's shit all over, dude. And, okay. Planes are already, like, so gross. You're in, like, a huge fucking soda can for fucking hours with the same people breathing the same air, farting, burping, coughing, picking your nose, fucking taking your shoes off and shit. It's gross. Planes are fucking gross, okay? But I feel so bad for those people. I can't imagine what it was like being like, I don't know, watching fucking Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, and you see a guy run down the aisle just like, oh my God, so sorry. Oh my God. Oh no, oh my God, I freaking farted. Dude. Also, I've never had... I've had my fair share of, you know, of diarrhea, okay? I've been on this earth for a while. I've had my fair share of diarrhea, okay? And I also eat like a fucking idiot, so it happens to me probably not frequently, but you know, I've been around the block. I've always made it to a bathroom. No matter how bad it got, I've always made it. I've always made it to a toilet. I can remember 3 times where I was like, I might fucking diarrhea my pants right now, but I held it in because that's what you do. I can't imagine how bad of a case of diarrhea this must have been if he couldn't even make it to the bathroom. If he was just shitting profusely up and down the aisle, dude. I mean, this is like a life hack, though. If you like... If you get on the plane and you're like, if you change your mind, you're like, fuck, I don't want to go there anymore. Or it's like, I forgot my, I forgot my favorite hat at home. I got to turn this plane around. You can't really do that, right? But here's how you do it. You know, you ask the stewardess for like fucking 6 cups of coffee, you know, pound them back. There you go. Okay, the article says the identity of the passenger remains a mystery. Still? Wait, how did... They still don't know who did it? How do they not know? There's a guy with, like, shit-covered jeans, and he's like... Yeah, there's a guy sitting in. Can someone please just like fess up, admit to this? We're not going to be mad at you. We just need to know who did this. And everyone's like, no, it wasn't me. And there's a guy with like shit all over his jeans and legs. And he's like, yeah, fess up. Who did it? Come on. Everyone beside him is like, nose in their shirt. Gagging. Dude, it was you. You fucking stink like shit, man. Dude, it's not me. This is chocolate. They gave me chocolate. I got a chocolate bar. Shut up. Okay, yeah, they still don't know who shit. That's crazy. I'd be tracking that person down. But the passengers and crew were transferred, and flight DL-194 finally made it to Barcelona. Or, like, Barcelona. because I'd be barfing on the way there if someone shit up and down the aisle. Dude, that's so crazy. Look at the flight path. It kind of looks like a turd. Yo, no way, dude. It literally looks like a turd. What are the odds, dude? I mean, diarrhea doesn't really have a shape, you know? It takes the shape of whatever container it's in because it's a liquid. Okay, cleaning crews were able to scrub down the aircraft once it landed in Atlanta, since flight records show it was used for another flight. Oh, no! They used it again, dude? Okay. No more flying with Delta, because it might be the poop... You might get the poop plane. They should, like... Actually, you know what? They should, like... Paint it, like, paint the plane brown. The poop plane? This aircraft that the poop happened, they should... I mean, if they're going to keep using the plane, right, they should really fucking double down, you know? Double as in two, number two. Double down, paint the plane brown. I don't care, I paint the plane brown. You know that Doja Cat song? Paint the plane brown. Charge a fucking premium. You can sell, instead of first class, you can call it fart ass. Premium economy? How about... That can also be premium economy. But then coach or economy, it could be colonoscopy. Double the prices. And then you could have like you know, you could have all the stewardess, they're dressed like poops, they're dressed like turds, you know? And I think Delta, that's a great idea. Delta, take it. That's okay. I won't be upset if you steal my idea, okay? It's free. All right. Our teams worked as quickly and safely as possible to thoroughly clean the airplane and get our customers to their final destination. We sincerely apologize to our customers for the delay and inconvenience of their travel plans. Wow. That'd be a crazy Final Destination movie. If someone has a, you know, the first Final Destination when he has a vision of the plane is going to crash. Instead of that, he has a vision that a guy is going to have crazy diarrhea. And he's like, get me off the plane. Get me off. And he's like, whoa. All his friends are like, dude, what are you doing? We're going to fucking Spain, dude. Right on the best on. He's like, no, get me the fuck off the plane. Someone's going to shit. Someone's going to diarrhea. He's like, all right, get him off. And then they watch the plane take off. And they, like, hear the farts from the fuck from down there. They're like, oh, how'd you know? And then the rest of the movie is, like, diarrhea trying to catch up with them and, like, claim them, you know? That'd be a fucking good movie. Final Destination, but shit. Bowel Destination. I don't know. Final Desecration, maybe? What does it mean to desecrate? Oh, yeah. Treat with violent disrespect. I think that's what diarrhea does. I think that's what your ass does when you have diarrhea. Okay? Fuck, what are we at, dude? 43 minutes already? What the hell? Time flies, dude. Okay, god damn it. Fuck, well, that was episode 228. I'm gonna wrap it up because I have another episode to do right after this. So if you want to keep this fucking party going, we still have tons of things to talk about. We're talking about Ben Shapiro using one of my clips in his videos. We're going to talk about this crazy golf rage guy. We might talk about Quabblecop, dude. We got a bunch of shit to talk about. So check out the Patreon. Very, really good. Patreon.com/very, really good. Sorry. Thank you so much. And thanks for the support. Happy to be back. I'll see you soon. Take care of yourself. Love ya, mate. Peace out.